Tinder presents How to Become a Runner. Wake up at 5 a.m. Go for a run. Get blisters. Make running your personality. Miss work drinks for your long run. Meet a new friend. Shin splints. Join a run club. Go once. Or you can train alone. Or find someone on Tinder who actually enjoys early morning runs too, just like Charles and Melanie did. Wherever it takes you, it starts with a swipe. Tinder.
Hey, it's Dan Bova. I am a writer and editor at Entrepreneur Media, and I'm host of the show How Success Happens. So I've been talking to people who are smarter, richer, and mostly better looking than me for nearly a decade now, and I've heard some pretty incredible stories and advice along the way. So in between episodes of The Big Show, I thought we'd put out some mini episodes, success snacks, if you will, that kind of zoom in on a founder conversation from the past, whether that was a few years ago or maybe it was just a few days ago, and give you a quick dose of inspiration. Sound good? Yeah, I thought so. So first up is retired Navy SEAL Squadron Commander Randy Hetrick. Besides devoting years of his life protecting the rest of us, thank you for your service, sir, Randy did something else of note. He invented TRX, the suspension workout system you can find in just about any gym you walk into or possibly hanging from your closet as you listen to this. So remember the painter Bob Ross, the guy who would always say there are no mistakes, only happy accidents? Well, that is exactly what TRX was. So listen to Randy talk about the invention of his now iconic product. And I love this so much because it teaches you to always have your eyes open for that big idea that might be sitting right in front of your face when you least expect it.
And I accidentally deployed on one of these ops my jiu-jitsu belt that I'd scooped up off the floor of my cage along with a flight suit and ended up staring at it on a cot in this little warehouse and kind of coming up with an idea to put a knot in the end of it, throw it over an internal bathroom door, ironically, and lean back against it and mimic the action of climbing a caving ladder up the side of a ship so you could train the upper body portion of a ladder climb using your own body weight. And that idea started to flourish. I experimented and turned this harness, this crazy harness, kind of came out of that inventive investigation. And it ended up being a pretty incredible thing with thousands of exercise movements.
Yeah.
He had this great idea and his fellow SEALs loved it, but it never really occurred to him that this could be a business, much less a huge business. So jump ahead to Randy leaving the military and attending Stanford University when the final piece of the TRX puzzle fell into place for him.
Well, you know, what's funny is one of my buddies in my class and I got ourselves invited to train out in the athlete training center. You know, I was this old commando, so they took pity on me and said, all right, you don't have to train in the campus gym. You can come train with the athletes. And while I was out there over about, geez, I don't know, maybe 3 to 6 months, just about every coach of every squad at Stanford at some point stopped me and asked me about it. And then 10 minutes later, they'd be asking me if I could make some for their squad.
Right.
And their squad was a pretty broad, it went from the, I'll never forget the guy who was in charge of S&C for the football team said, oh man, my linemen, they really need something like this for their core control and their body control, you know? And then I had another guy that was coaching the women's tennis team. And he said, oh man, my gals, they really need this for their body control and their joint stabilization. And so you're sitting there, you're like, all right, well, those gals go about 100 pounds soaking wet, right?
Right.
These guys over here are 300 pounds. You draw a line between those, you got a pretty good swamp of humanity.
Yeah.
And over a pretty short period of time, I had enough interest that I was like, this is worthy of some investigation. And so I put the summer between my first and second year, I got an old sewing machine and focused on trying to upgrade aesthetically and functionally the Cro-Magnon design that I started with. I also went over and sourced a supplier out of Hong Kong that would do some short, low volume runs for me. And I came back my second year and turned that entire second year into an incubator. You know, what would become TRX.
How awesome is that? And that is today's snack. Hope it put a little fuel in your fire and made you hungry to get on to your own thing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have a question or tip you'd like to share, send it to howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. And please subscribe to the show, leave us a review. And if you can stand even more of me in your life, subscribe to my Substack. This should be fun. And a special thanks to Nika RPM, the band who happened to be my brother and sister-in-law, for this rockin' theme song. Hear more of them over on Bandcamp. All right, catch you next time.